understand that Daniel, in the book of Daniel, the phrase "the time of the end" meant something very specific. And what it means is the time of the end was the end of a time prophecy. It was the time appointed. The time appointed in the book of Daniel is the end. And the end, in connection with a time prophecy in the book of Daniel, is when the time prophecy is finally come to the point in history where it's fulfilled. That's the end. That's the time appointed. That's the time of the end. And you can go through the book of Daniel here in chapter 11 that we've just looked at, and later on in the same chapter in verse 35 we'll look at this again. There's another time prophecy, and Daniel clearly says that the time of the end is at the time of the appointed. And in Daniel chapter 8 you can see these same terms used, and when you bring them all together you realize that the time of the end is the end of a time prophecy. Now this has great bearing on how you understand Daniel chapter 12, because in Daniel chapter 12 you'll find those among us in Adventism that want to reapply these time prophecies, the 1260, the 1290, and the 1335 at the end of the world. They go to great lengths to teach that the time of the end is a time period, a special time period at the very end of Earth's history. And in doing that, they're not only denying the definition of what the time of the end is in the book of Daniel, but they're also opposing Sister White. Now, we'll take up our next presentation at looking at the time of the end, showing how this is in identified in the book of Daniel. The definition for what the time of the end is clearly laid out there, and we'll see that Sister White upholds this definition. And Sister White doesn't simply call the time of the end 1798 as she does in the Great Controversy, but there's other places where she says 1843 and 1844 were the time of the end. So was Sister White speaking against herself or confused? Well, no. Sister White was using the reasoning that is established in the book of Daniel. The time of the end is the end of a time prophecy, and 1798, 1843, 1844 were all the ends of time prophecy. So she was more accurate than we might see at first glance. And in our next presentation, we're going to go through verses 30 to 36. And remember, in our last presentation, we read a quote from Manuscript Releases, Volume 13, page 394, where Sister White said, the prophecy in the 11th of Daniel has nearly reached its complete fulfillment. Much of the history that's taken place in the fulfillment of this prophecy will be repeated. And then she quotes